While every head is bowed, we again come to you, Father, in that precious name of your precious Son, Jesus. And Lord, we thank you again that you've caused our lips to praise him. And Lord, what a rejoicing it is to praise Jesus. Thank you again for his name. Thank you, Lord. It's the name above all names, but it's the name that not only calms the sea, it's the name that calms my heart. It's the name that brings peace to my mind. Lord, it's the name that, praise God, heals my body. Lord, that heals my home. Lord, that gives me abounding hope. Lord, thank you in the name of Jesus. It fights my battles. Lord, in the name of Jesus, thank you, God, you hide me in the cleft of the rock. And Lord, I thank you in the name of Jesus, we press on. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord, thank you, God, we'll enter in. And Lord, thank you in that name of Jesus, we'll forever be. And thank you, Lord, today in the name of Jesus, we give you all the praise and thanksgiving. Amen. Praise God. Oh, I want to see him and look upon his face. And we'll be there forever. Hallelujah. All by his saving grace. Praise our wonderful Lord. In 1 John 5:13, we've been rejoicing there since Wednesday. John said, "These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God." You believe on the name of the Son of God here? Yes. Amen? Amen. Aren't you thankful? You believe on the name, on Jesus' name. You believe on that name of the Son of God. So he's speaking to us. Now, what's he's writing these things for? That ye may know. See, you got to know you have eternal life. You got to know the knowledge of it. Understand, we were talking earlier, if you weren't here, that's salvation with eternal glory. That's glorified together with him stuff. Amen? That's the bride, the Lamb's wife. And it says here, and this is where we're going to be focusing on today, that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God. See, isn't that something? See, we believe on the name of the Son of God. But he goes back and says that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God. Do we really, really believe on the power of Jesus' name? Philippians 2, verse 9. Wherefore God hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God. Of God the Father. Now how beautiful and wonderful, praise God, the power in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. Isn't that wonderful? You hear that, you're just still. Sometimes you hear that and you got to roar, praise the Lord. But it is just so all-powerful. And I'm so thankful by the grace of God. I am so thankful by the grace of God. That's the name I've always known. I grew up with that name. I grew up with that singing. When I see the blood, I'm confident in the power and the calm and the peace and the rest and the love in the name of Jesus. Praise his name. I was thinking about David. He was just a boy. And King David, but he wasn't a king at that time. But boy, I'll tell you what, he was sure circled out of God. And he was just a young boy. And God had told him, I'm going to enable you, son. And you're going to go up against that giant. That Goliath, that giant, that champion of champions. And you know, David didn't just sheepishly go up to that giant. Do you know it says he ran into that giant? Could you really imagine that? A kid maybe really 11, 12 years old, little. And David was not a big man to begin with. You know, he was kind of a runt of the runt. The runt of the litter, huh? Remember, they even forgot, his daddy only forgot about him. You know, when Samuel came to him and said, you know, God told me that, you know, the king's going to come out of one of your sons. So Jesse, his father, brought up all of those sons of his, one after the other, and got to the end of his sons, at least Samuel thought, and he said, well, my goodness, none of these guys God has selected. Don't you have another son? And he had to kind of remind Jesse, oh, yeah, I do. I got this runt, but it couldn't be him. We throw him out there with the sheep. Samuel said, oh, that's God's man. That's God's man. That's God's man. And here's God's man. Hallelujah. And this was even before that time. See, God knew he was God's man. And he said, oh, honey, I'm going to enable you. And oh, how David was quickened in the Lord. See, he knew the power of the name of the Lord. And that's why he knew in that name, nothing could stand in that name. And he didn't need any weapons. He didn't need a troop to go see Goliath. Matter of fact, nobody would go with him to go see Goliath. Even his own brother tried to get rid of him. Okay, David, we'll pick up the scraps. No, David knew that, no, you're going to pick up his head. And so David, he didn't go out there with any armor. He didn't go out there with anything. But he came out there with the one thing. He said, I come to you, you dirty Philistine, in the name of the Lord God of hosts. Praise God. You know, later on in life, David realized that not only does the name of the Lord give him victory over giants. In Psalm 118, David said, you know, all nations have gathered up against me. Now, I'm going to tell you, I don't think any of us here today have had every nation gathering up against us. Now, we felt like it. And I know there's lots of lying tongues out there that can feel like all the nations. You know what I'm saying. But David spoke this. He said, you know what? All nations have gathered up against me. But you know what he said? But in the name of the Lord, I destroy them. Amen. And you know what he said right in the next verse? In case you don't believe me, all nations have gathered up against me and compassed me about, surrounded me. There was no way out. But in the name of the Lord, I didn't just escape. I destroyed them. Now, come on. Come on. David, you see, was more than any other writer of the Word of God. We know the Holy Spirit wrote this, but David proclaimed and praises the name of God more than anyone. And just like Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever, I got news for you. The name of Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. The power of the name of Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. See, the Bible tells us, praise God, that we are saved by the name of Jesus. We are saved in that name. Amen? The Bible tells us that we're anointed by the name of Jesus. See, man doesn't anoint me. Jesus anoints you. Amen. That name of Jesus. We're justified by the name of Jesus. Do you know when you walk in the light? Do you know when you walk in truth? Do you know when you walk with God? You know how you're walking? You're walking in the name of Jesus. This is all scripture, by the way. I thought, you know, I wasn't going to keep you here 2 hours, maybe an hour. But then it says we prophesy in the name of Jesus. It says we heal, cast out demons, even raise the dead in the name of Jesus. I believe it's very clear then we should fear the name. Now, that doesn't mean fear in the sense of we fear. We stand in awe. That's what that word means. I stand in awe of that name, don't you? I love that name. The banner over me is love. That's his name. Jesus, praise God. God is love. Jesus Christ, full of grace and truth. That's that precious name. So sweetly, the Bible tells us, trust in the name of Jesus. The Bible tells us, speak the name of Jesus. See, when you pray in the name of Jesus. Amen. Don't you worry about offending somebody. Don't ever say, well, they might not ask me again to pray. Well, if that's your last time, make sure it's in Jesus' name. And I'll tell you what, thank you, Jesus. You know, let's just go ahead, begin with the name Jesus, get it in the middle a few more times, and then at the end, just really bring it home in Jesus' name. Amen. If we're going to offend somebody, let's offend them good. And then there's no doubt about, did he say Jesus? Yes, I said Jesus. You know I said Jesus' name. Thank you, God. See, it's a wonderful thing. And there's all power. All power is in that name. Praise God. Now, we baptize in the name. Amen. Abundant life is in the name of Jesus. Well, I'll tell you what, I need to be thinking about and praising him in Jesus' name more often, don't I? I'll tell you what, I need abundant life at this time. How about you? Amen? And that's exactly what Jesus gave. Not just life, but life more abundantly. But see, it's not going to be abundant life unless we praise the name of Jesus. So the Bible tells us how sweet and lovely it is to always call upon the name of Jesus. So if we turn on over to Colossians chapter 3, I believe it's very, very, very clear. I don't think there's anything that we can dispute about this, as it says in Colossians 3:17, and whatsoever ye do in word or deed. I think he just got everything. How about that? Can you think of anything else in your life, whether it is in word or deed, right? It's got to be one of the two. So there, and sometimes they're both together. Do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. Amen. You want to thank the Father? And I do thank the Father for Jesus. And I give all the thanks to his Son, because his Son did it all. Thank you, Lord. What a precious privilege to know him like this. Now, I pray and rejoice today that we really finally get this perfect pattern. There's no other name that pleases God. There's no other way that I can go to God. There's no other way that God is ever going to hear you except in Jesus' name. And remember this, in Jesus' name, he can't deny you. Isn't that wonderful? I thank the Lord. It's so awesome. It's so precious, this privilege. Psalm 116, 12 and 13. If you're visiting today, bring your Bibles. It's a good thing. I thank the Lord. We encourage you to know the truth and encourage you, search the scriptures to see that these things are so. Praise God. I thank God for however, again, the truth is preached, but my goodness, I love the whole counsel of God. But in Psalm 116, we've rejoiced in this verse for so many years. I thank God for this. David's so excited about Jesus. He says, what shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefits toward me? Do you ever feel like that? Oh, praise God. Even in a trial, you can really feel like that. Because I sure would hate to be in a trial without Jesus. And I am so thankful in every trial, I'm with Jesus. Matter of fact, he led me there. He got there first. He made that trial. He saw that trial before he ever set a star in heaven, because he cares about me. So he knows that trial real good. And I'm so thankful to God that I can praise him just like David. Oh, Lord, what could I give you back? What could I praise you with? What could I do for you, for all of your benefits to me? And old David was encouraged. He says, oh, I'll just take of the cup of salvation and drink. See, the Bible goes on to tell us, grow wise unto your salvation. Amen? Grow wise unto that salvation. And what again did we read earlier on? That God has offered us salvation with eternal glory. To drink that cup of salvation. And that is a mighty, mighty cup. Praise be to God. But look, it didn't end there, did it? I will take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. Isn't that beautiful? See, that calling on the name of the Lord is always there. Because it's what pleases God. You're taken of that cup of salvation. You're so thankful for the plan that's all in my Son. But I want to hear you praise his name. I want to hear you just glory in his name. I want to hear you, hallelujah, I want to hear your heart ache for the name of Jesus, to praise him for that name, praise God, that he has given us. But I'll tell you what, there's even more power in that name. Because yes, we live in a time of even a better thing. We even have exceeding and great and precious promises. Because by faith in his name, brothers and sisters, there is no limit to believing God. There's none. There's nothing that can stop you truly in Jesus' name. I mean, when I am sincerely convinced about the power in Jesus' name, nothing in the Word of God is kept from me. He can't deny himself. I go to the Father in his name and everything is there for me. All the promises of God in Jesus' name are yea and amen. And I am persuaded that he will perform them in my life. See, I take God at his word. Do you take God at his word? He said, whatsoever you ask in my name, I will do it, that the Father would be glorified in the Son. And I get that. The Father is glorified in the plan of God that's all in his Son. And I pray in that name. And I call out in that name. And I lift my hands in that name. And oftentimes, I don't know how to pray. Because I've come to the point, a lot of times, in a trial. Lord, you're so good. I see this path. I see that these things could either lead this way or that way. But you know what, Lord? In Jesus' name, I don't know whatever way it's going to be your path. I know that you always have not just my good, but the very best of what you have for me. And I praise God for that. Oftentimes, he'll come in and he'll put the desire in my heart that I know what to pray for. And I'll pray specifically and I'll say, Lord, yes, truly, I believe this is the encouragement. And if it be thy will in Jesus' name, that the Father would be glorified, that the Father would be magnified in the Son. Oh, my goodness, I know that that will not be denied from my life. Praise God. That's believing in the word of in Jesus' name. Now, what I'm really getting at here today, I should say the Spirit is the bridal message. You know, maybe you feel a little low in it. Maybe you've never really felt that it's been yours. Really, the Lord's encouraged me to tell you, well, this is your opportunity today. Ask him in Jesus' name. As simple as that, truly. Not because of your request, but because of his name. But because of the power in the name of Jesus. Not because who I am, meaning in that I don't believe, or my faith is a little bit low, or that I've never felt good. But I'm coming, praise God, believing in the all-powerful name of Jesus. And I know in that name that can do all these things, that can rise the dead, that can cast out a demon, that can heal the sick, that can calm a sea, that can go right into a giant and take him down and take his head. That I know, praise God, in the name of Jesus, that I know the bridal truth will be real to my heart. And I'm assured that asking that in Jesus' name, I'll guarantee you one thing, the Father will be glorified in the Son. That'll be something, praise God, that not only will he not keep from you, he's been waiting all your life to say, oh, here it is, honey. It's right here. And I really, as you sit there today, every one of you, maybe you've heard this for years. Maybe you've sat here and, yeah, I know this here, but I don't know this here. Really, in Jesus' name today. In Jesus' name, Lord, make it my own. Make it my own. See, his name is what calls you the Lamb's wife. That's his name. Jesus' wife. Have you ever thought of that? That's his name. I call out in that name. I say, Jesus, in Jesus' name, I want that. I want that name. I want Jesus' wife, the Lamb's wife. Praise God. In the name, praise God. In his name is what calls you the bride of Christ, the bride of Jesus. His name, praise God, can you imagine? It's what calls you his joint heir. His name is what calls you my glorified together mate. Man, my name is what calls you my ruling and reigning together partner. Jesus' wife. The bride of Jesus. The name of Jesus. See, praise God, brothers and sisters. It's all by believing in his name. He can call you those things, brothers and sisters, because the name of Jesus calls you those things. Go on over to Revelation. Oh, by his Spirit, yea, the deep things of God. Come on now. Jesus' name. All right. Chapter 3, Revelation, verse 11. Now, this is speaking to the Philadelphia church. This is the Philadelphia company. This is the church that it's shown of all those seven. It's the only one that's shown that is spared from the tribulation. And brothers and sisters, in case you have not woken up yet, we are right there. It could begin today. That trumpet blast could happen today, and we fall right into that time of the tribulation. It's almost here. So praise God, and here it is. And right here is that church that is going to be taken out, that company of believers that's going to be taken out from the body, just like that rib portion was taken out from Adam as he slept. Because what's going on is the Christian, basically, community, the Christians of this world are asleep to this message right now. They've grown cold to it. It's become something of, well, let's just not offend. Let's just kind of be very easy as we walk through this. Let me tell you something. You endure hardness as a good soldier if you're going to be a bridal saint. It's brutal. You know it. It's fighting the good fight of faith. Let me tell you something. You come out and you're wounded like his precious side, the rib portion, and it ain't going to be any different. Praise be to God. But he says here, behold, I come quickly. Hold that fast which thou hast. That's what we're talking about today. He's giving you that bridal message. Hold it fast. Let it be the most dear thing to your heart, that no man take thy crown. You know your salvation can't be taken away. You know that you can never be separated from the love of God. But he has given you the crown glory message of Paul's gospel, the bridal truth. And you have it. But will you cherish it? Will it be your first love? Because if it's not, this is what happens. That crown is taken from you. God help us, brothers and sisters. This isn't a fearful thing. This is a joyful thing. It's like getting an engagement ring. You get an engagement ring, by the grace of God, you're just thankful and happy. You've got your spouse to be. Hallelujah. And if you're truly in love, it's an easy thing, by the grace of God, to just remain faithful. Amen. To just remain in love, by the grace of God. Amen. But if you got an engagement ring and said, oh, that's great. By the way, you know, I'm going to go date this guy or this girl and this girl, but I'll show up at the wedding. Don't worry. Huh? This is that crown. It's the engagement ring. It's Paul's gospel. He's put that on your finger when you said, Lord, I get this. I want to go. I want you. I got on that camel. Hallelujah. By the grace of God, you got me out of my comfort zone. And I'm going. Praise the Lord. And he said, oh, honey, the reason you went is because you got a glimpse of my great love. You got a glimpse of this glorified together stuff. You got a glimpse of the glory in my face as I see my beloved bride. You see that. Now put that before you and run. And here it is. Hold that fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. Him that overcometh will I make a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go no more out. And I will write upon him the name of my God and the name of the city of my God, which is New Jerusalem, which cometh down out of heaven from my God. And I will write upon him my new name. Oh, my goodness. You know, I've talked to so many people. What do you think that new name is? I just hold my head. I go, oh, thank you, Jesus. I do know. Because I know Paul's gospel. It can't be anything but one thing, the new name. It's bridegroom. It's so simple. It's so wonderful. It's so powerful. This is it. This is the new name. Praise God. And it's not something now that I only go and profess. Notice this name is the new name that is written on me. Oh, isn't that awesome? See, when something belongs to you, I mean really belongs to you, you write your name on it. You know, I loved my baseball mitts. And I did. And I got good ones. My dad bought me good mitts. Didn't make them catch any better, but he got me good mitts. But I'll tell you one thing. My mom, she was the one that would come in there. Very first thing, we're putting your name on. And I think about my mom. She was the one that brought me this message first about Paul's gospel. And she said, oh, honey, I'll tell you what. I'm going to stand in defense of the gospel of Christ in our home. And he's going to write this name on you. And I believe he's written this name on me. Hallelujah. Oh, I'm convinced of the grace of God. I believe in the grace of God. I know that grace, hallelujah, that he is able to perform this and that he will be faithful and true. It's not me that keeps this. It's him that keeps me. It's so wonderful. I'm so thankful to God for his great faithfulness. And I want you to think about this, brothers and sisters. This new name, you have to think about this. We take it, but yet it's the name that's not yet revealed. It really hasn't. See, the manifestation of the sons of God, those mature ones, this bridal, precious, wonderful, beautiful New Jerusalem city that descends out of heaven having the glory of God, she has not been revealed yet. Oh, my goodness. And you just think, that bridegroom, that's your Jesus. He's listening right now because the Spirit is speaking. And see, he that hath an ear is hearing what the Spirit is saying, especially to this church of Philadelphia. And you know what he's saying? He's saying, that bridegroom, he's sitting there right now. Can you see him at the right hand of God? And truly what he's saying, oh, Father, is it today? Is it now that I can go and get my readied wife? Yes. Praise the Lord. And brothers and sisters, it is so wonderful. It is so sweet. But as we close, I think, you know, there's so many hardships. And I mean that. And you know that. These hardships that we're facing are greater than anything any of us has faced at any time in our life. God is doing it that way. But isn't what we've just heard, it makes it worth it all, doesn't it? Isn't that right? Amen. I mean, I know we get to times and moments we want to quit and we want to just end it. But man, when we get refreshed, when we get our feet washed in this gospel, and not only do you get a washing on your feet, you get an anointing on your head. And I'll tell you, you get that helmet of salvation going on. You know what I'm talking about? In that warfare of the believer. And he puts on that helmet. And I'll tell you, in Paul's gospel, in that helmet, he gives you the mind of salvation with eternal glory. And there ain't anything else I'm seeing. And you know what? Even though these battles are tough, and even though these storms are raging, it's worth it all. It's worth it all. And I'm asking Jesus, I really am, and I ask you to ask him right now, with the glory that you want to have written on my life, will you have me as those disciples after they'd been whipped and beaten? That they cried out to God and praised him and thanked Jesus, that they were counted worthy to suffer the shame of being beaten for his name. What are we? And I'm telling you, those are the disciples. Now they're going to rule on 12 thrones. But I'm talking to people that, by the grace of God, are given the opportunity to rule in the midst of the throne with him. What kind of praise should we have as I'm getting beaten? Huh? What do you think? What do you know? What do you believe? What do you see? Oh, by the grace of God, Lord, without that vision, I'm going to perish. Without that vision, I'm going to go away. Because to whom much is given, so much is required. by the grace of God. Let's go on. See, this is the evidence, brothers and sisters, of the ones that love the gospel of Christ. They're the ones that by the grace of God that will suffer together with him. And that will suffer, praise the Lord, in a similar way as the joy that was set before him. He endured the cross. Well, brothers and sisters, with the joy that is set before us, I believe we can endure the hardness as good soldiers, don't you? This is why you need to hear this truth. This is why I need to rejoice in this every single moment, because Jesus Christ is going to have a namesake. Oh, yes, he is. I got a namesake right out there, and I've only got one, and her name is Mrs. Jessie Odorsio. Yep. And I'll tell you what, that lady suffers with me. Yep. And that lady suffers because of me sometimes too. But you think about this, he's going to have a namesake. And it's going to be the ones that haven't denied his name and have a little faith. Hallelujah. Isn't that wonderful? And not denied the name that is written on me. Praise God. They're the ones that hold fast that crown which thou hast. You've got that crown. You've got that crown in Jesus' name. You've got this message. You have this. You got to get excited about what you have. You're like that kid that lives in the palace. Man, this is all yours. And you're just going, oh my goodness, I don't know. What do I have? I don't know. You know, as Brother Hill used to say about, was his little niece, used to sit in the barn underneath this big old ham that was hanging there. And she used to worry about the ham breaking free and falling on her and killing her. Move out of there. Get out from under the ham. Get out from unbelief. Get out from doubting. We read about doubting Thomas, right? Why was he doubting? Because he wasn't hanging out with brothers of like precious faith. He was out there depressed, thinking, oh, nobody likes me, or this is gone, or it's over, or I'm too defeated. Get into the house of bread. Get amongst those that are brethren of like precious faith. And you will be encouraged. And you will be one that stands in victory. Just like these Philadelphia saints. And say, oh, I'm thankful to God that he did it. I'm thankful to God I didn't go through this and said, I wish I had. I'm thankful to God. By his grace, I say, I'm glad he did. Amen. Amen. Let's pray. Father, thank you in Jesus' name. Lord, I appreciate how you, again, mine us for the very best that you have. Lord, it is the deep things of God. Thank you, Lord, that we endure these things. Thank you, God, through the foolishness of preaching, you've decided to bring this to us. But Lord, thank you, in that foolishness to man, oh my goodness, it's the exceeding riches of your glory to us. And I thank you, Jesus, that you've given us an ear to hear. Every person in this meeting today, everyone that's going to hear this on the tape, Lord God, just quicken them right now. Lord, let them call out to you in Jesus' name. Let me see this, Lord God. In Jesus' name, let me believe that this is mine, Lord God. In Jesus' name, let me hear this proposal, Lord God. Let me hear, Lord, that you want me to be your bride. Let me want to love that message. Let me want to hear that message. Let me want to study the love letters that are written to me. Praise be to God. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, Lord God, that the Father would be glorified in you. Praise God.